This week's shiurim are dedicated in memory of Toba Bas HaRav Yehuda Aleh HaShalom, whose yahrzeit is Vav Cheshvan.
Okay, today's daf is Nedarim Daf Yud, and we are on the bottom of Tesla Bays, the last two words, V'ibayis Ema, just one ha'ara from yesterday. We did the story of the Nazir from the south. That was yesterday in the middle of Amud Beis, where Rabbi Shimon HaTzadik says he never ate from an Ashim Nazir Tameh, except one, when he was sure that it was totally the Shem Shemayim, as the Nazir from the south with the long hair came, and he was looking into his reflection in the river, and he was inspired to cut his long locks, because he felt that it was going to lead him to sin. And he says, oh, this type of Nazir, Yirbu Nozri Naziris be Yisrael. There should be more people like you amongst Klal Yisrael. So we discussed the different Musar thoughts related to that from the Stipler and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Just one Ha'arin Halacha, and that is related. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Yoradeya, Kuf Nun Vav, that is usur for a man to look into a mirror. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Asur le'ish le'histakel b'mara, mishum lo yilbash gever. Right, because that is a women's thing to do, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Tosfos that holds that is asur. Elim ke mishum refua, unless it's for medicinal purposes, kagon choshish be'enav or something of the type. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So related to this Nazir. So he wasn't looking in the mirror, he was looking into a river. It wasn't really a mirror, it was just a reflection. So how is it that many men, Bisman Hazeh, look into the mirror? So the Ramah says that it was already true 500 years ago. The Ramah says, V'yesh omrim, ha'da'asa liroz b'mara, ha'inu dafka b'makom, she'ein derech liroz b'mara, raknashim. This may be shemul yilbash gever. This is only where one lives at a time when men never look in the mirror. So then you could say that it's beged isha. But if one lives in a time when men also look in the mirror, so then it would be mutter for a man to look into the mirror. Again, the man shouldn't be focused on the mirror and being so focused on the gashmias, but that is why many have never heard of this Shulchan Aruch about looking in a mirror, because Bizman Hazeh, in our day and age, when people look in the mirror just to make themselves look presentable before they go outside, so that's why it is allowed, says the Rama. Okay, let's continue now. Second to last line on Tesma Base. We are up to a second answer to a question. The Gemara asked on the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph, who is our Mishnah like? Our Mishnah says that making a Nadir is like something a Rasha would do. Making a Nadav is something that a Kasher would do. So who is that like? We had a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And they seem to go across the board and not have any distinctions. Rabbi Meir says it's better not to do either. Rabbi Yehuda says it's good to do it and to fulfill it. So who is our Mishnah like? So the first opinion was Rabbi Meir. Right? The first shot of the Gemara was maybe it's Rabbi Meir's opinion, and Rabbi Meir, who says it's no good, he only said that regarding Nedarim. But Nedavis, he said, they're okay, and doesn't it lead to Takala? We got into Hillel HaZaken, and we got into Shimon HaTzadik. So that was the first answer of the Gemara. So now we're up to the second answer. V'ibayisema, now the top of Yudam and Aleph, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. You could even say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it is okay to make a neder nedava and to fulfill it. Didn't our Gemara Mishnah make a distinction? So the Gemara says, Ki Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Adava, ben Aneder lo Amar. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that it was okay and that it was suggested and encouraged? That's only by an Adava. To make an Adava and to fulfill it, that is okay. Ben Aneder lo Amar. But by Aneder, he said it was not appropriate. It was not lechatchila. Says the Gemara Vaktani, Tov mizeh u'mizeh noder u'makayim. But he says, his lashon in the Brayse is noder u'makayim. How can you say he's like the Mishnah that says nedarim are no good? Tzni nodev u'makayim. So switch it or understand it as nodev u'makayim. Period. Now we have the same shakla v'tarya that we had earlier. Maishna noder dilo. Why are we not lechatchila supportive of nedarim? Dilma asiba l'de takala, it can lead to takala. What does takala mean? Again, the Mefarish said yesterday it could lead to mi'ila, somebody benefiting from the animal before one is allowed to. Right, that's why Bizman Hazeh, we don't want karbanas walking around. We do whatever we can not to have karbanas Bizman Hazeh, because we don't want asiba l'de takala. So most of the time without a problem, because nobody's being makdash anything today anyway. The only problem would be the automatic type of karbanos, which is kedushas bechor. That's why the Shulchan Aruch mentions, before a bechor behema tahora is born, the owner, generally, the minhag is to make a shutfis with a non-Jew. So that part, the non-Jew owns a percentage of the animal, and that prevents the kedushas bechor from kicking in. But generally, we don't want hektish walking around. So why by neder do we not suggest it? Because Dilmasi Bala Detakala, Nadava Nami Dilmasi Detakala. So Nadava also has that problem. Yeah, of a carbon walking around. Remember we had yesterday, the Ran gave the different pshat. The Ran didn't say there was an issue of Me'ila here, but an issue of Baal Ta'achir. I might delay bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. And that got into the question of, is there Baal Ta'achir by a Nadava and not just by a neder? Either way, the Gemara says, so what's the difference? So Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei. Rabbi Yehuda is l'shita, so he's not worried about takala. Why? Just like Hillel HaZaken did yesterday, so too Rabbi Yehuda did here. To Amar, Adam mevi kivsaso la'azara. A man brings his kevas to the azar. Umagdisha, and then sanctifies it. V'somech aleha, and then the smicha right beforehand. V'shochta, and shechs it. We know the Gemara Brachas tells us, the four tkifas. One of them is tekef l'smicha shchita, right? Right before shchita, smicha is done right beforehand. You lean on the animal with all one's koach. That's why there's a machlokas, beishamah, beisilah, whether one is allowed to do that on yontif, because it has to be done right beforehand, but it says shtam shus babali chayim. But smicha is done right beforehand, and then it is shechted. So, says that that's Rabbi Yehuda does. So just like he's not makdash until he gets to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no issue or worry about mi'ila. Says the Gemara, Teinach Nedava de Karbanos, fine, that works for a Nedava by Karbanos. You wait and delay. Nedava de Ziris Ma'ikala Meimar, where do you have? We said there, Yehuda encourages Nedavas. Nedava of Naziris, where do you have that? Where do you ever have such a Nedava? Answers the Gemara, and let's keep in mind the Ran's distinction yesterday of the difference between Neder and Nedava, not like the simple distinction, like the Gemara and the Mishnah says in Megillah, Hare Alai versus Hare Zu. Right, on me or on it, but there's something deeper here. Neder and Nedava in this context, and that is commitment. Nedava, we said, that's a full commitment, the Ron expressed. And why I already said, this is what I'm giving. A neder was less of a commitment. I'm going to do something, but it's like step one, but maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe I'm not ready there. So I'm going to do it, but, you know, I haven't designated exactly what I'm going to do yet. So it's not a full commitment. That was the Ron's chiluk between neder and Nedava. Back on Daf Tes. So, where do you ever have Nedava of Naziris, Ma'ikel Meimar? So, Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because the Kumar's question is, there's no distinction. I make myself a Nazir, I make myself a Nazir. Period. How I make myself a Nazir? There's only one way to make yourself a Nazir. So, how is there a distinction between Neder and Nedava? So, the answer is, it depends on the level of commitment. Like yesterday's Nazir Midorum was very committed. So here too, Ditanya the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chasidim Harishonim, Hayu Misavin Lahavi Karban Chatas. The great righteous ones were Misavin. They desired, they always wanted to bring a Karban Chatas. Why? Lefi, Sheinah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mevi Takala Al Yedehem. The problem is, but Hashem never let them do something wrong, and it may be Takala Al Yedehem. And therefore they couldn't bring a Karban Chatas. You're not allowed to volunteer a Karban Chatas. As we had earlier, right? Chatas is only Ba'al Chait. So what do you do? So Mahayu Osin, what did they do? How were they able to bring a Karban Chatas? Omdimu Misnatvin Naziris Lamakom. They decided to become a Nazir. Because that's a way that they could obligate themselves to bring a Karban Chatas. Kedelus Yishayev Karban Chatas Lamakom. So there you see, people who were very focused, it was what we might call a Nedava, volunteering to be a Nazir in order to bring a Karban Chatas. And that's where you have Nedava of Naziris, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Stop there for a minute before we see the other Shita. Number one, why did they want to bring a Karban Chatas so badly? What was it? What was driving them? So if you look in the Rush says here, first Rush on the Amud, Shalo Yia Karban Neder Mehem. They wanted to bring the gamut of Karbanos. They wanted to bring every carbon to Hashem. This is a carbon, I'm bringing it. So all of the carbonas they're able to bring. They can bring an Ola, they can bring a Shlamin, they can bring many carbonas as we're going to have in the Gemara, Beis Hashem, in a minute. But they couldn't bring a Chatas. So therefore, this was the only way that they can do it. If you look in the Mefarish here is a different pshat. It wasn't Stam, they wanted to bring every karbon. The Mefarish says, first skinny line, Klomar, Sheheim Misyarim, Shelo Yasu Shemcheit. They were always nervous. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I'm chayav a karbon. Maybe they were nervous. Lefish ein hakadosh baruch hu. Maybe it's a kol al yadayim. But they didn't. They never did something vaday wrong. So they were tzaddikim rishonim. So they didn't. They didn't know what to do. Maybe in karbon chatos ella al chet mamish. So therefore, that's why they were. They were nervous. The question is, but hakadosh baruch hu was not maybe takal al yadayim. So still, what were they nervous about? Right, Hashem protected them. They had special siyata d'shmaya in that time period. So why did they want to bring a chatas if, according to this Mefarish, if Hashem protected them? So explain the achronim. Hashem protected them, gave them special external, we might call it, divine protection. But without that protection, they would have been chote. So they still felt bad about that. They felt bad that they were in a state that maybe naturally they would have been chote, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected them. The Sholom Eishev writes, Reb Nathanson, Shekavanas HaMefarish, Sha'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Monea Mehem Melachto, Mikol Makom, Rotzim Lahavi Kapara Al Masha Ba'atzmusam HaYuchotim, Ilulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hayimaki Biyadam. Right, they would have been chote, Hashem not giving them the protection. And that's what he says, Shum Chet. And this is related to what many achronim say. Rav Soloveitchik writes this in Al HaTshuva. Rav Elchanan writes this in the back of Kovetz Ha'aretz. He has a couple of pages called Chidushei Agados. So in the back there, Rav Elchanan, I'll read it from there. Rav Elchanan writes in Simon Gimel, in the Dugmaos LeBiurei Agados, Al Derech HaPshat. Says Rav Elchanan there, every chait does two things to a person. Every chait does two things. Not only does it make a person liable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to use Rav Soloveitchik's terms, a chait is mechayev and metame. Those are the two words. It obligates me to a punishment, and it also impurifies my soul. Says Rav Elchanan, ki kovachol mitzvahs yeshnim shnei dvarim, to'elas, and he said it's followed by mitzvahs and by averus, to'elas v'tikun hana'ase meha mitzvah, what the mitzvah does to me, asher b'shvil zeh, what the mitzvah does to my neshama, how it affects my neshama, how it brings me closer to the divine. And because of this element, I should have done the mitzvah even without being commanded. That's why the Avos did all the mitzvahs, Achilo Nitna. Because they realized this element won even before it was commanded. These mitzvahs bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inherently, there's something valuable about this mitzvah. Or the opposite, there's something terrible about this Avera that brings me closer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, separate from the fact that it was commanded or not commanded. That's element number one. Element number two is that it was commanded. And Mamela, if it was commanded to me, I have to do it. If it's a mitzvah, I'm not allowed to do it if it's an aveira. And if I violate, I am violating the word of God. Separate from the fact of whatever it does to my soul. And therefore, say the Achronim, explaining this Gemara, so that's the chatas. Even if, per se, they didn't sin, Lemaisa, but the taiva was there, the ratzon was there, and that might affect the toelis v'tikun. That might not be there if it... if it wasn't done. Achareishit is tavino l'kayim ha-mitzvahs hu inyim b'fnei atzmo l'kayim tzivi Hashem yisbarach v'chein ba'aveira yesh dey ta'amim. That's the issue. And that's what he even explains. Even if you say mitzvahs ein srichas kavana, and even if you do the mitzvah without kavana, it's still, you're still yotzei, that might work for part two. Okay, you did what Hashem told you to do. But do you get the full tikkun of not even realizing what you're doing? Maybe not. Says Rebbe Chanan. There you have to have kavana for it. You have to have kavana for it. With maybe one exception to the rule. We mentioned a couple of days ago. The mitzvah that you only can do by not realizing it. And that's shichacha. Right? Only by forgetting about it. Then not going back. So that's the only element that we have. That we have here. This is all related to a... let's say it this way. There is a question that the Achronim here ask on the Gemara as well. Let's say according to the Rush, you want to bring every carbon. There's another carbon you can't volunteer either. And that's carbon Asham. So why isn't Asha mentioned here? Chatos is mentioned, Chatos and Asha are the two karbanos that are Baal Chet. That is a major topic. The relationship between Chatos and Asham. Chatos is brought for many Averis. Many Averis. First mission in Krisus lists off all the Averis that one brings a karban Chatos for if one does it Beshogeg. But Asham is for a few Averis. Three, right? Two other situations, an Asham Naziris and Asham Mitzora, but only three Averis, the Parshas Vayikra describes. But an Asham is also Ba'al Chet. Is Asham just like a Chatas? Then why is it a separate carbon? There's obviously differences. In last week's Parshas, Parshas Naso, all the Nasiim bring every type of carbon. They bring a Chatas, they bring a Shlamim, they bring an Ola, they bring Ktores, they bring a Mincha. There's no Asham there. Ask the Ramban, where's the Asham? The Ramban says, ah, it's included in Chatas. That's an important line. Is it included in Chatas? It's a different carbon. You have different rules. Right, a Chatas has the Zrikas Lamala on the Mizbech. The Asham has a Lamata, like an Ola. So that's an interesting discussion why Asham isn't mentioned, but the simplest idea might be like that Ramban. It says Chatas, but it really brings Asham. But the other answer given is that, well, maybe Asham can be brought, even if Yuvade didn't do an Avera. There is an Asham called, as we know, an Asham Talui. When is an Asham Talui brought? When you're not sure if you did an Avera. If it's a Suffolk, if I did an Avera, that's Chayiv, a Karban Chatas. So then, if I'm not sure, I can bring an Asham Talui, and until I know for sure. So maybe Hashem only protected them from Vaday sinning, but maybe Suffolk sinning, maybe they did do. Or the other understanding is, maybe they held like Baba Ben Buta. Who was Baba Ben Buta? Mishnah Krisus, Daf Chaf Hey. Baba Ben Buta used to bring an Asham Talui every single day. That's a lot of animals. Right? Asham Talui every single day. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Elezer Omer. Krisus Chaf Hey. Misnadiv Adam Asham Talui B'chol Yom B'chol Eisha Yirtze. Whatever you want. Hu HaNikra Asham Chasidim. And that's called the Asham of the Pious, because they wanted to protect themselves. So maybe you could connect that right here. Right? Because what is this talking about? Chasidim Rishonim. So this is called the Asham Chasidim. That's why it doesn't say Asham, because they did bring it. Amro Lav Al Baba Ben Buta. Shayim Misnadiv Asham Talui B'chol Yom. He brought one every day, except for the day after Yom Kippur. That's the only day of the year that he didn't show up in the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz me'acher Yom HaKippurim. Yom Echad, Omar. And one day he said, Hamon hazeh ilu ha'yemenichem li'isi mevi. I would bring it that day also. But you know what? They said, Yom Kippur functions like Hashem Tali also. So how many Averis did I do last night? Right, so okay, that's the day I accepted not to bring it on that day. We don't pass it that way. We pass it, you can't bring an Asham Taldi unless you're in the situation of a Safek Chatas. But at least sometime I did it. Maybe that's what they were connected to, and that's why Asham is not mentioned in our Gemara. Okay, there's more to discuss there, but we'll have to leave it for now. So that was all Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda talked about these Chasidim Rishonim that were very committed to bringing this to be a Nazir, and that's considered a Nazirus, a Nedava of a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon argues on that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Nadru B'Nazir, Ella. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't do this. Ella. Harot Olavi Ola Misnadevu Mevi. Whoever wanted to be Nodiv in Ola brought, because you could volunteer in Ola. Shlamim Misnadevu Mevi, because you could volunteer. Toda the Arbal Mine Lachma. We know a carbon Toda is brought with its 40 breads. Misnadevu Mevi. One can be Nodiv. There are situations, according to some Rishonim, that you're obligated to bring a Toda, right? The Arbat Tzrichon Lahodos, right? The four people that have to be Moda through going through the desert, and the Chola, and the Yam, and the Midbar, the four situations of Chola. But there are times, let's say somebody's not in that situation, they just want to bring a carbon Toda. They want to be no Dave. So they can. The Rambam paskes this way. The Rambam says, if you look at Ilchas Maisa Karbanos and Perek Tes, the Rambam lists off the three types, the Rambam says, this is the Rambam at his best, the categorization and the classifying karbanos. The Rambam says, there are three types of Shalmei Yachid. Perek Tes Halacha He. Three types of Shalmei Yachid. What type? Number one, Ha'echad, Hu Abash Shlamim Below Lechem. If I want to bring a karban shlamim without any breads, okay, I'm no diva karban shlamim. Like a Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, that's a regular Shlamim. That's, but it's related to a Yantif. Number two, if I want to bring a Shlamim with bread, V'sheini shlamim habayim im halechem b'neder o b'nedava. V'zeh hanikra toda. The Rambam says explicitly, a toda is b'neder u b'nedava. V'oso halechem nikra lechem toda. V'yamin ha-shlishi, that shalmei nazir. That a nazir has special halachas about it, does zroa b'sheila, different halachas, but the three types of shalmei yachid. There is one type of a shlamim that's a carbon sibur. Only one. Only one carbon tzibur, and that's the kifse atzeres, that's brought on Shavuos, along with the shtei halechem. That's the only type of shalmei tzibur. But the Rambam says a beferish, right, that I could volunteer, like the Gemara says here. If somebody wants to volunteer to bring a toda and the lachamim, misadivu mevi. Aval, benizirus, lo is nadvu, but nizirus, you cannot be no dev kadesha lo yikaru chotin. So that you're not called a sinner. Shenemar v'chiper, Allah me'ashachat ala nefesh. The nazir brings a chatos at the end of his naziris because of the sin that he was involved in. Let's hold off on that for a minute until we do the next lines. Period. That's the brisa. Amar Abaya. Abaya says Shimon Atzadik, Verebi Shimon, Rebbe Lazar Akapar, Kulan Shita Achasein. Abaya says these three Tanaim all held of one view. Shita Achas. Generally, throughout Shas, does not mean they had the exact same Shita. It just means they were in the same world. Meaning their shitas were in the same world. They didn't say the exact same thing. They're talking about three different things. But they have the same world view about a certain topic. Shita achas hein de nazir chote havi. They all say that a nazir is a negative. So two of them we just had. Shimon at Tzadik, we had yesterday. V'Rebbe Shimon, we just had here. Hada Amran, those two we just said. V'Rebbe Lazar HaKapar, V'Rebbe, Rebbe Lazar HaKapar, V'Rebbe, who says as follows. Tanya the Brisa says, this comes up in seven places in Shas, you see on the side, Tanya. Rebbe Lazar HaKapar v'Rebbe Omer, v'chiper Allah me'ashar chata ala nefesh, he will bring a kapara for sinning, v'chibe eza nefesh chata zu. What did the Nazir do wrong? What did he do wrong? Right, an asham, okay, asham is only brought when a Nazir became tameh, but a chatas is brought straight. So what did a Nazir do wrong? Why is he bringing a carbon chatas? Ela shetzir atzmo min hayayin. He tortured himself and he afflicted himself by not partaking of wine on purpose. He made a neder, he made a nazirus that he's not allowed to have wine. There are different days of Tanam quoted elsewhere, but here only this day is quoted right now. V'halo dvarav kal v'chomer. And says Rebbe Lazar HaKapar, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma zeh shelo tzir asmo ela min hayayin. Nikra chote, if this person who did not allow himself to have wine, he is called a sinner because Hashem allows you to partake. What's it your business? Saying it's asur. Hamitzar atzmo mi kol davar alachas kama v'kama. If I withhold myself from partaking of other hanaz of the world, surely that is something negative. Mikan, and that's why we say, kalayoshi betainis nikrachote. Whoever sits and fasts, when they don't have to fast, he's called a sinner. And that's why all these days, Rabbi Shimon, and Shimon HaTzadik, and Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, all hold that being a Nazir is a negative. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about it. V'hadin krab, and Nazir tamiksiv. But one second, that pasuk of the Chiper me'ashachat ol ha'nefesh is only talking about a Nazir tameh. If a Nazir became tameh, and had he ruined his nazirus, so that's when he has to bring up the kapara. So Gemara says, Bishub d'shana b'chetu. No, that's not saying that only another Tommy did something wrong. That's saying that another Tommy now cumulatively did something else wrong. Not only to become a Nazir, he messed up his Naziris. But really, in a Chinami, even the stage one is a Nazir, and that's why even a regular Nazir brings a Karban Chatas. Okay, a lot to talk about here. First, we'll mention again, we mentioned it once before, but now let's see it inside. The Machlokes Tanoim in Tainus, and the Machlokes Rishonim, how to look at a Nazir. We always quote this as the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. There are other Rishonim on the spectrum also, but let's just review. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, he quotes this Gemara, and he even quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi adds on to this Gemara, that being a Nazir is something negative. The famous Rambam, that the goal of a person is to be in the Shvil HaZahav, the golden path, the golden mean, all deos, all midos of the world, the Rambam says, you gotta live a balanced life. He says this both here in the third paragraph of Hilchos Deos, and he writes it in Shmona Prakim as well, in Hasakdama to Pirkei Avos. We're not supposed to be extremes. We're not supposed to be a life of extremes. Like the Medrash says, one of the Rebbes say, at the end of creation, it says, V'hine tov ma'od, ma'od zehamaves, the Medrash says. And one of the rabbis said, what is ma'od zehamaves? All ma'od, all extremes, zehamaves. That's negative. We're not supposed to be extreme. We're supposed to be an extreme over Hashem. That's true. It's supposed to be on fire. But in terms of midos, we shouldn't be extreme. The Rambam says, I shouldn't be always so crazy happy, and I shouldn't always be so crazy sad. I shouldn't always be this, I shouldn't always be that. I shouldn't give away all my money, I shouldn't give away none of my money. I should always be balanced. Except there are two exceptions to the rule, gaiva and kas. Anger and arrogance, those two, the Rambam says you have to go to the extreme. But besides those two, you have to live a balanced life. And then he quotes a Mahalik Maderach Zu, and if somebody goes to the extreme, Nikra Chote. He's a sinner. Hareyu Omer B'Nazir. V'chipra L'Avesha Chatal Anefesh. Umay Nazir Shalom Pir Shalom Nayayin. He quotes our Gemara. L'fichach Tzivu Chachamim Shal Yimana Adam Atzmo Ela Mitvarim Shemana Atara Bilvad. It's not a good idea. And he said, that's why I don't think it's good to fast extra, etc., etc. That's the Rambam. He takes the Gemara Kipshuto. He paskins like Rebbe Elazar HaKapar. The Ramban has the other view. Maybe it's the Ramban L'Shitaso, who supports the concept of Kedoshim Tiyu, who supports the concept of Aisisa Yashavato, he supports all these. The Ramban says, in the beginning of Perek Vav, in Naso, that being a Nazir is a good thing. And he says, he says the chatas first. He says, why does he bring a carbon chatas? Not because he did anything wrong. But amazingly, because he has decided to no longer stay a Nazir. So he brings a carbon chatas al shem ha'asid. Because he no longer is going to be a Nazir. Maybe it's the only type of carbon we have such a thing. You're being a carbon for what you've decided to do and what you're about to do. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes, V'yimkalata mazelo yatsa karbono shel nazir min achidush. Ki heichem atzinu karbon ala asid. Ki achidush inenem mavur ki yim al derech ha-kabbalah. Very big chidush, says the Rabbeinu Bachai about his Rebbe, the Ramban. One might be able to have somewhat of a middle formulation. You might find there's another Rishonim, and that is, maybe put them together, the Rambam and the Ramban. Maybe it is a chait that you're in this situation that you need to make yourself into a Nazir to balance yourself out. Meaning, most Naziris is that a person's in an extreme situation, and he's got to go. It's like that we like to say, certain diets, you got to go to an extreme in the short run to get yourself back in the middle, and then the Mela, you could be balanced. So maybe that's the issue, in a spiritual level. The sin was that I allowed myself to come to this state that I need to become a Nazir. But once I'm in this state, it's a mitzvah to me to be a Nazir, to be able to get back into the middle state. So that's more of a pshara, compromise type of formulation. The Chashuk Yechemin here, Rav Zilberstein, has a shayla. Rav Zilberstein has a shayla of, there's a doctor. Chola shehigia lefnei rofe. There was a doctor that came to a chola that came to a doctor, and the doctor sees that his liver is gone. It's pagum ma'od, and he realizes what's going on. He does the research. The guy's an alcoholic. And the doctor's, and it's affecting his shalom bias, and the wife wants to divorce him. And the doctor wonders to himself, the guy's going to listen to me. Should I tell him to become a Nazir? Should I advise him to become a Nazir? Shadavar yazer lo ligamam anayayin. The mitzad echad adavar yazer lo. Mitzad sheni the gemara nidar of dafyud. He's doing dafyomi. He's a chote. So am I allowed to advise him to do a sin? So he goes through the Rishonim and he goes through the Vechulu and he goes through whether it is totally a chait. And then he says, well, maybe if it is a chait, sometimes we find that certain counter pressures overcome the chait. So for example, the Gemara says that if somebody had a bad dream on a Friday night, Tainus Chalom, and he wants to fast for the bad dream, he could fast even on Shabbos, the only fast that you do on Shabbos. Right? Tainus Chalom. Even though on Monday you're going to have to fast again because you fasted on Shabbos, which you aren't supposed to do. But you see that even though there's something wrong, sometimes when there's counter pressure, you might be able to go through with it, even though it is something that's called a chait. So maybe you too. You're right, being a Nazir is a chait, right? But maybe you should have the counter pressure. So then at the end he says, La'arzos, but then he says, but bisman hazeh, you can't stop being a Nazir unless you bring your karbanos. Well, the guy's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. Right, so that's how could we make him do that? How could we advise him to do that? So the Maisa, rather, he shouldn't advise him to be a Nazir, but he should advise him to take a Shvuah not to drink wine for a year. So at least we know halakha always is different than just regular, I'm going to stop doing it. We mentioned that. When somebody's fleishik, it's much easier for them. They're not going to eat the ice cream. When they're just on a diet, they'll eat the ice cream. They'll violate. But all of a sudden, we're fleishik. I can't do it. So make a shvua. If I tell somebody to make a shvua, that's what he suggests. Adiv sheyishva shelo yishayin l'shana. That's a finite amount of time. And even the even though tzaddikim are not nishvayin, in this case where he's an alcoholic, it's a mitzvah to do that. Make him take a shvua, and in that way, that would be better than becoming a nazir. Okay. The other tzad to mention here, and that is the general hashkafa of fasting of ta'anios. We like to mention the tshuva of the Rodi Behuda in this regard. It's a two tshuvas. One, the Rodi Behuda we mentioned, and the other one we don't always mention. The Rodi Behuda has a tshuva in Siman Lamed Hey. It's an unbelievable tshuva. It's very long, but it's amazing. Very, very, very interesting. He talks about Rachmana Litzlan. It's a tragic case where somebody writes to him that he was Rachmana Litzlan Mizana with his mother-in-law for a number of years. Ritzufos. Vatan is Arab tshuva, and now he's a Baal tshuva. And he wants to know 2 points. Number one, his wife doesn't know. Does he have to tell his wife? And number two is, what type of tshuva could I do for this? So the first half of the tshuva discusses, does he have to say, Eidech Hanem Abisurin, but he's an Ogeh B'davar, and he's Einah D'Mesem Asmo Rasha. He gets into the whole sugya of the first three pages, Shavin Afshech Adichad Yisura, the Chulu, the first three pages. Number one, and he Lomais at the end says something has to be said. But then the second half of the tshuva is important for us now, and he says, "You're asking me how many fast days? How many fast days?" He says, "And you write that you're not a strong individual and you don't fast well. What should you do? What should you do?" So the Rodi Behuda, the classic. He says, "Hikshalish omi meni davar kasha sheini ragil lahashiv l'shol mimeni sheila b'davar shelo uchal limso shorish b'divrei gemara v'poskim." You're asking me something that is extra halachic. Halacha doesn't say, "Oh, this avera this many fast days. This avera no." No, kilomatzinu b'kol haTalmud mispar ta'anios yamim charutzim b'ksuvim l'kol chet v'ashma. There's no list in Shas for every avera how many fast days. He said it's not, doesn't say anywhere. The Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Machshava and talk about it, but I don't like any of those. There are chumris and kulis, and it's kasha for me to mention it. But he says, let me just say one thing: gadol avono minso. And if you had to ask me, even if you fasted, where's his line? He says, "Vayim avishchichali bevaday ein mispar l'rov pamim shabal leha v'lo yaspikalo shnos misushalach l'mispar hatanios b'tshuvas hamishkal." Even if you fasted the years of misushalach, it's not going to be enough for you. You know, fast days aren't going to help you here. He said, "L'pitshuvas harokeach v'chulu," and then he says, "What you have to do is tshuva and stop learning, stop working, and go sit and learn and daven b'hislavus lehobas avori for the rest of your life." He said, "That's what you have to do." And he continues exactly. But he says fasting is not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Number one. Number two, Rav Ovadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Omer, in Chelek Bey, Simon Chavches, where he discusses here, there was a story where a Sefer Torah, Rachman al-Slan, fell down and hit the floor in a shul, and they asked, "Do we have to fast?" So he says, there's no real source for it. But that's the minute of Chai Yisrael. The beginning of Chai Yisrael is to fast when a Sefer Torah falls, Rachman al-Slan. But at the end of the tshuva, he says, if you would ask me, in addition to the fasting, they should all take off from work and stay in shul all day and have shiurim throughout the day, because I don't think it's going to be so meaningful for them to just fast and go to work and have a regular day. And he says, if I had my druthers, if it was up to me, it's more important to do this. Let them eat. Doesn't say that anywhere, that they should fast. But the more important thing is to go to shul. She is asvu kulam yomecha b'beis haknesses. That's much more chashim. He quotes the Gra in one of his letters. He says, "Velo." He says, "Sorach adam liyaseret atzmo velo b'tainus v'sigufim ki imbares and piv v'tayvosav." He says, "You got to muzzle yourself, your mouth, not your body." V'zui tshuva v'derechayim v'chulun. He continues, and that's what he says. Rav Avadia says that's the more important in our society. Okay, we go weiter. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer. If somebody says, now we are finally up to Kinuyim, The first two Mishnayos in the Masechta spoke about Yados, right, words that were connected to Nedarim, and now we're using substitute Nedarim words, Kinuyim, Haomer. The word Lachaveiro is in parentheses here, right? It's not in our Girsa, so we'll read it without it for a minute. Konam, Konach, Konaz, Hareelu Kinuyim LeKarban. Those are alternate words for the word Karban. Cheirik, Cheirik, Cheirif, Hareelu Kinuyim LeCheirim. Those are alternate words for Cheirim, as we said, is a word for Charamim. Naziach, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Hareelu Kinuyim LeNaziris. All different types of words. Shavusa, Shkuka, Noder Bimohi. All these words. What's noder b'mohi? Mohi is another word for shvua, like momsa. But we'll see. This means mohi also is related to Moshe. The shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu took. Vayoel Moshe l'shev esasayish. So, harayelu kinuyin l'shvua. Those are all alternate words for shvua. So this is the Mishnah of a kinuyim. What is that word l'chaveru doing there? It seems inappropriate. A person is just making a konam, a konach, something like that. So what is that? What does that have to do with, what does that word shvua have to do with me? So there's some achronim that discuss what the chiddush would be if the word lechaveiro was there. So the Sefer Tiferes Yerushalayim says, Shemishrasein Bala Rabos Shafilu Bomer lechaveiro konam chal haneder. Af al gav Shemishomer lechaveiro minastam oses es machmasina. Hayamokam, you might say that you're just saying it out, you don't want your friend to get any benefit from you. But still, you might say, if you say it to your friend, the machshava doesn't work because you're just saying it to your friend because you're upset at him, you want to be no there against him, even if it was lachaveiro. Either way, we don't have that word in our girsa. Mohi is a nickname of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it might be related to Moshe, it might be related to Mumsa, the Mefarish here says. Kemo Mumsa lashen shvua. So that's where that word comes from. But other Rishonim give off the impression that Moe is related to Moshe. Moshe had a lot of names. Moshe had a lot of names. The Medrash says, Avigdar, Zanoach, a lot of names Moshe had. Moshe's the one that stuck. We've quoted in Parsha Shiurim and Parsha Shmos a number of times. Why Dafka Moshe? That's the one that stuck, the one that Bas Paro gave him. Out of all the names, what's so significant about that? Kimina Mayim Ishisiyu, because he was pulled from the water. That's so significant. It sounds like one of those Indian names that you get a name based on what was happening when you were born. Right? Cloudy Day. That's his name. Cloudy Day. Pulled from the water. Why is that so significant? So explain some of the Mefarshim. Maybe no. The point is that Moshe Rabbeinu, well, what is water? Water is the ultimate, represents the ultimate in conformity. Water takes upon itself the shape of the container into which it is poured. If you pour it into a cup, it looks like it takes the shape of a cup. If you pour water into a square box, so it becomes a square box. Water represents the ultimate in conformity. Moshe was the anti-conformist. Moshe goes out of the palace and he kills the Mitzri. Moshe goes to Midian and he breaks up the fight with the people who drew the water. Moshe, wherever he went, he was pulled from the water. Min ha-mayim ishisiyu. That was his godless, because he was the anti-water. That was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why that name is so fitting for him. And one could even add that later on, a couple of weeks later, Moshe Rabbeinu had to make all the Am Yisrael Moshes when he pulled them out by Kriyas Yamsuf. They were all pulled from the water. They all followed the path of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that was the godless of a Moshe. It's a nice back pocket to have whenever one has to mention anything about someone who stands up for what he believes in. Vayter. Itmar, says the Gemara. Kinuyim. So where do these words come from? Kinuyim. So we mentioned this back on that base. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Lashon Umosein. It is the language of other languages, the language of other nations. Meaning, it's exact translations of the word karban in other languages. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Omer. You might say that, so why do we have specific examples? There could be 1,000 examples. Are these unique in some way? So the Rishonim discusses. Tosfos back on that base says, maybe these are so close to the word, so even if you don't understand it, it still works. And others, you have to understand it. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says it's the language of other nations. Rabbi Shimon, Lakish Omer, no. Lashon Shebadu, Lahem Chachamim, Lios No Derbo. It's the language that the rabbis made up to say instead of the word karban. We'll see why. V'cheinu Omer, It also says, Bachodesh Asher Bada Milibo. You see the word Bode comes from a pasuk in Malachim. Shinu Kubetzes here says this is very unusual, that an Amora has to back up his language with a pasuk in Tanakh. Somewhat unusual, he says here. The time of Itakin Rabbanan Kinuyin, so according to you, Reish Lakish, why did the Rabbanan make up different words instead of saying the word carbon? To Lolema carbon, they don't want you to say the word carbon. Valema carbon, why not say the word carbon? Dilma Amar carbon Lashem. No, but a person might say carbon Lashem. So Gemara says, so what? Valema carbon Lashem. What's wrong with that? Dilma Amar Lashem. Velo Amar carbon. When you want to give a carbon to Hashem, you might first say the word Lashem, not carbon, and then you might stop the kamafik shem shemayim levatala, and then you might not finish what you're saying. You might just say the word Lashem, and that's a problem because then you just said Hashem shemayim by itself, right? V'tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, and that's why the Brisa says Rabbi Shimon holds minay shelo yomer adam Lashem olo Lashem mincha Lashem tod Lashem shlamim. How do you know that you shouldn't say it in that order? Tamalomar carbon Lashem. Because it says carbon Lashem, it says in the Torah the word carbon first, the Kal V'Chomer, and it's a Kal V'Chomer Uma Zeh Shelo Nizkav in Elazkar Shem Shemayim Ala Carbon. Even this person who has great intentions, he's going to give a carbon to Hashem. Yet the Torah says Amr Torah carbon Lashem. The Torah says don't say it because you might say the word Lashem without finishing it. It might be Levatala if we're so nervous in the context of where you're doing something appropriate. Levatala, alachas kama vakama. So if you just say Shem Hashem for nothing, Levatala, for sure, that's a major problem. So that's why you should always, that's why they made these words, because if you don't say the word car, if you say the word carbon, you might come to see the word Lashem before the word carbon. If you say these other unusual words, then you're not going to come and say it. Stop there for a minute. The Rishonim all ask. Some Rishonim here ask it, and they ask it also in Meseches Yuma. The Mishnah in Yuma on Daf Lamed Tes says that when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has the two Seirim in front of him, he has the Seir Lashem and he has the Seir Lazazel, and he sticks his hands into the Kalfi and he lifts up. What does he do first? First he says, Lashem! And then he says, Lazazel. So he says the word Lashem there. He says the word Lashem. How can he say the word Lashem? Right, the Mishnah in Yuma Lamates, Im shel Ola Biyamino Askan Omer Ishi Kohen Gadol Nazal Sheisir, but Omer Lashem Chatas. He doesn't say Chatas Lashem. Lashem Chatas. So how does he say Lashem Chatas? So ask the Rishonim, how is he allowed to say that? So the Ritva there in Yuma quotes four of the answers. Number one, maybe here, it's a special pasuk. Special Xeris HaKasid. The pasuk says, Asher Allah Alav HaGorol Lashem. And then it says, Vaso Chatas. Right? It says Lashem, number one. Number two, maybe this whole issue of Reish Lakish is a Din D'Rabbanan. But a Kohen Gadol is Zaris. He's not going to stop. He's not going to say, not say the word Chatas. Number two. Number three, the Kohen Gadol is right there. We're not worried that he's not going to finish the job. And number four, says the Ritva, and this is the real answer that he likes. Number four says, the only time that it's a worry to say the word Lashem is if I have an animal in my backyard, I want to give it to the base of Mikdash, I say the word Lashem, and then I might get distracted. So there, it's a worry, because the context is not created. Who says, you just said the word Lashem? But here, you're in the base of Mikdash. You took the thing out of the kalfi. Right, you have the two seerim standing in front of you, and all of Klal Yisrael are waiting, and you go, and the Kohen Gadol says, Lashem, you obviously know it's Chatas, even if you don't say that word. If the context shows what you're talking about. He says, you don't even need to say the word Chatas here, really. He says, beautiful. He says, the Hasam utechi amar Lashem v'sulo ika shem shemayin levatala, abol hacha kilo amar Chatas leka shem shemayin levatala, even that without saying the word Chatas. Kimisha amar Lashem hu siyum ha-gorol lomar kimasha ala biyamino hu Lashem. Right, it's finishing the gorol. You don't even have to say the word Chatas. So that is what the Ritva says there, four different days over there in Yuma. The other answer one might suggest is when you're doing a mitzvah, so then you're allowed to say it first. Where do we know that from? The Shalmei Nedarim says that here. Right? We know from Boaz, last parak in Brachas, when he greets somebody, what do we say? Shalom Aleichem. And they answer us, Aleichem Shalom. Why? Right? Where does that come from? It comes from Boaz. Boaz says, Hashem Imachem, which some Sfaradim say before they get an Aliyah. Hashem Imachem, and then what's the, what do they answer? Yivarech Hashem. Why does Boaz first say Hashem Imachem? Oh, how can you say Hashem first? The answer is, if you're doing the mitzvah of greeting somebody, saying hello, you're allowed to say Shem Hashem first. That's Shalom, Shalom is Shem Hashem. Shalom Aleichem. They answer you, they can't say Shem Hashem first. That's where they answer Aleichem Shalom. Uyivarechacha Hashem. But that you learn from Boaz. That's another answer here. He's doing a mitzvah. He's in the context of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. That's why he's allowed to say Hashem first. Okay. Weiter. Leimek Kitanoi. Let's say this. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is really a machlokas tanoim. Beishame, the Tosefta says, Beishame omrim kinuye kinuyin asurin. What about two steps removed? The kinuy of a kinuy. That also is asur. Ubeisil omrim kinuye kinuyin mutarin. And Beisil said, no, only kinuyin are asur, not two steps removed. So my love, so isn't this about our issue? Man damar kinuye kinuyin asurin. Why is that? Kasavra kinuyin lashon umosein. They hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that a kinuy is just the exact word carbon in a different language. So basically, it's the same word. It's just a different language. So a second step is really just one step removed, not two steps removed. So it's still aser. Olaman da'amar mutarin kasavar lashon shabadulem chachamim. And according to the one who says mutar, Beis Hillel, he yells like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish yells like him. That it's already step removed. So this is two steps removed. So that's why it's mutar. So where it says lo, to kuliyama kinuyin lashon umosim, it could be that both tanoim follow Reish Lakish. I'm sorry, follow Rabbi Yochanan. Ubeishame savri bahani nami mishto yumos. Beishame just says that people also use this language. Sometimes they use slang. Ubeisilola savri bahani lo mishto yumos. People don't use this language. So what? The Rashba says it can't be a machlokas in Metzias. The machlokas is, what if there is language that is not officially another language? It's what we would call slang. Right? It's not officially that language, but it's quasi that language. So is that called a language enough for kinuyin? That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas between Beishame and Beisilo. Period. V'ibaya say more the opposite. Beishame savri gazrin and kinuyin kinuyin mishum kinuyin. Beisilo savri lo gazrin and kinuyin kinuyin mishum kinuyin. Or the machlokas is just how far do you make a gzera? Fine. Period. Hey chidamis. Now the Gemara is just going to quote examples. Examples of words. Hey chidami kinuyin kinuyin denedarim. So what are? We had a machlokas here in the Tosefta of two steps removed. Kinuye kinuyin. So what is an example of a kinuye kinuyin of nidarim? The Shalmi Nidarim notes here, what do we care? It's all within Shitas Beishamai. So the answer is, because that's the Derech Hashas, right? We delve into even deos that we don't paskin like. So, Tani Rav Yosef, maknamna, maknachna, maknasna. So those are examples of steps removed of neder. Hey, Yechidami, kinuy, kinuy, techerem. Tani mafsha. Mafsha learned. Charakim, charachim, charafim. Fine. Kinuyin, kinuyin, dinaziris. Where are those? Tani Rav Yosef. Machzakna, manzachna, mafichna. Good. Ibai luhu. Mifchazna mai. Mitchazna mai. Mitazna mai. So, no answer. Amalei Ravina, Ravashi. Kinma mai. What if somebody says kinma? So, does that mean konam ka'amar? Is kinma konam, a lashon of a neder, o dilma, kinman besem kama, or maybe somebody's just saying, I love cinnamon, right? Kinman besem, right? So how do we say kinma? Amar le, Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Chia. So no answer. Amar le, Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Chia. Rav Ashi, kinamai. What is kina? Kina shall tarn a golden kama. Is he just exclaiming about his brood of chickens? A kan, right? The last masechta in Kachim is kinim, kan, right, a group of birds. So, is that what he means? Odilma, lashon dekonam. Or is it a lashon of konam? And the answer is tiba'i. And the Bach says, look at Tosfos earlier in Daf Zayin, where Tosfos points out, lishna de nedarim is mishuna, so tiba'i really means teku. Period. Kinuye kinuyin de shvua hechidami. Where is the two steps removed up by a shvua? Shvuel, shvutiel, shikukael. Those are words. The word says Shvuel. Shvuel ben Gershom Ashma. Shvuel is a name listed in Devar Yamim. That can't be a lashon of a Shvuah. Maybe he means a name. El Shvuvael, Shvutiel, Shikukael. Period. Fine. Amar Shmuel. The Bach takes out that word Mao. Amar Shmuel. Amar Ashivta lo Amar Klum. Ashikika lo Amar Klum. Karish Karinsha lo Amar Klum. Okay, those are too far removed. Period. Nader b'mohi harei elu kinuyin. The Mishnah said, if somebody makes a neder b'mohi, that meant regarding Moshe Rabbeinu Shvua, harei elu kinuyin. So those are kinuyin because it doesn't mean Moshe, it means the Shvua of Moshe. That's how we understand it. If it was in the name of Moshe itself, that would be meaningless. Because Moshe is not a god, right? You're swearing in, right? That's not a lashon of a shvua. You're swearing in the shvua of Moshe, right? That's why we mentioned, the Mefarshim mentioned, we emphasize that Moshe is not a god. How do we emphasize that? The beginning of Sefer Shmos. The first name mentioned in Sefer Shmos, besides Paro, is Moshe. Abram and Yocheved's names are not mentioned. It says a man from Ish Beis Levi takes a Bas Levi. Why? It's to emphasize that Moshe had parents. It's to emphasize that Moshe is from a human birth. He's not a god. We don't believe that. Other religions believe in the godliness of their savior. Right, we believe that a person can act in a godly way, but they're not gods. Right, that's why, by the way, the name became, other nations are called Notzrim. Notzrim is Notzar. They were created. We emphasize, no, you were formed exactly like we were formed. Yeshu HaNotzri. Yeshu who was created just like everybody else was created. That's the word Notzar comes from. He was formed. Moshe Rabbeinu, if somebody takes a Shvua in Moshe, it's meaningless. In the Shvua that Moshe took. So that's how we understand this. Nader b'moi har elu kinuyim. Tanya says the Brisa. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer haomer b'moi lo amar klum. If he says, he just says in moi, so that's meaningless. B'mumsa da amar moi in the shvua that moi took, meaning Moshe har elu kinuyim l'shvua. So that is a kinuy for a shvua. And again, even the word mohi, like the Mafari said, is related to the word momsa, they're related to the word shvua. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we continue next time with the other issues of kinuyim and related lashonos of whether something is a neder or not. Okay, we'll stop here.